And you know, people get real upset about abortion. Christians get real upset about abortion, but then they turn a blind eye to the sodomites. And you say, you brought up the sodomites a lot lately. It's Queer Pride Month. So you should expect it to get brought up a little bit in the month of June, when every single day we see these things online and we see these things out and about. We see them on billboards, whether you're in your home, on your computer, or whether you're out and about, you see this stuff everywhere. Well, you know what? Every once in a while, I need to give a little public service announcement about this. Look, I say, here's my opinion. I say that the sin of sodomy in America is worse than the sin of abortion in America, because, hey, the aborted babies go to heaven. It's still murder. It's still wicked. It still angers the Lord. But, you know, these sodomites, they go around molesting children and destroying their lives and creating a bunch of other reprobates that actually go to hell. They offend the little children. And when you offend the little children, you can often cause those little children to grow up and be unsaved. Because a lot of these victims of homos, they end up becoming very bitter and very hateful toward God for allowing that to happen to them. And then they could grow up and become an evil reprobate. So the sin of sodomy sends more people to hell than abortion does, because abortion doesn't actually send anyone to hell. Whereas sodomy sends a boatload of people to hell because of the fact that they go around offending the little ones. And the Bible says if you offend one of these little ones, you know, it'd be better for you to take a millstone and hang it around and have it hanged around your neck and for you to be cast into the sea. Amen. It's better for a millstone to be hanged around your neck and for you to be cast into the sea. And by the way, that is a suicide method, just so you know, that was done frequently throughout the Middle Ages by Catholics so that they could, you know, confess their sin on the way down, but they were tied up. You know, it's a weird thing, but anyway. But the point is, you know, people ask me, you know, well, what's your advice for sodomites? Why would I have advice for sodomites? I don't have any advice for sodomites. And this is why, and by the way, I know this is kind of a tangent, but like I said, some of the things in Ecclesiastes 6 are a little repetitive, so we got to cover some other ground. Let me explain something to you. I have no advice for sodomites. None of my sermons are geared towards sodomites because they're doomed. They have no hope. They're doomed. They're reprobates. If they're reprobates, if God has rejected them, if God has hardened their heart and blinded their eyes, if they hate the Lord so much that they don't even want to retain God in their knowledge, then I don't have any advice for them. You know, it's like, well, why don't you extend hope to them? Because I'd be lying if I extended hope to them. And it's like, well, what's your advice? That's what that BBC documentary, you know. What's your advice for homos? I don't have any. If I did, it would be kill yourself. But I don't have any. But let me tell you something. I don't feel the need to, go and do it by the millstone method. But let me say this, okay? I don't go around telling homos that. And here's why. Because I have nothing to say to them. There's nothing I can do for them. And so I'm not going to waste my time preaching at them. Hey, let's go preach at a queer pride parade. No way. First of all, why would I want my eyes to be defiled with everything at that place? I think it's a sin to even go to that place, even if you're going there to preach. Even if you're going there to witness or whatever, you shouldn't even be at that place because you shouldn't even set that wickedness before your eyes. I mean, why would you want to be defiled with that garbage? And by the way, don't you dare post some filthy picture on Facebook because you're exposing it. Look at these homos. Look at these transvestites. Folks, it's not worth it. We don't need to see a picture of it. You don't need to look at that stuff. You don't need to post that stuff. Okay. But look, I wouldn't go down there and preach them because the Bible says, and you say, well, that's your opinion. The Bible doesn't teach that. Really? Because here's what the Bible teaches. It says in Matthew 7:6, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Now, last time I checked, that's a pretty famous Bible verse. I bet everybody in here has heard that verse before. Don't cast your pearls before swine. So why would I go and cast my pearls before swine? People that the Bible says hate God, The Bible says they're rejected. The Bible says it's too late for them. The Bible says they've been blinded. Their hearts have been hardened. Why would I go and cast my pearls before swine? They're going to turn around and rend me. So when I preach about sodomites, I'm not preaching for sodomites. I'm preaching for Christians. I'm preaching for Christians, warning them about this dangerous segment of our population so that they can guard themselves and watch out and be careful of these evil predators. That's the purpose of my preaching about this. And so that we would not delight in them and glory in them the way our world is doing right now. So we'd have the right viewpoint and the right attitude. But I don't have anything to say to them. You know, and here's the thing, you know, I've taught this to my children as well. You know, I tell them, look, don't just call out these sodomites in public, because there's no point. You know, it's like, why would you say something to them? There's nothing that you can say to them that's going to fix them. So what's your point in just telling them to go get AIDS and die or whatever? You know, it doesn't really accomplish anything. It's just vanity. And, you know, you might say it to the wrong person and they just turn and rend you. You know, these people are violent. They're full of murder, the Bible says. So why would you just go out and just purposely want to provoke sodomites? It doesn't make any sense. Now, look, I will say this. I don't mind provoking them all day long if they get provoked by my preaching. But I'm not preaching to provoke them. In fact, I would prefer if no sodomite ever listened to any sermon that I preach ever again. I mean, look, I'm serious. If there was a way on YouTube to just check a little box in the settings like, no homos can watch these videos, this channel is invisible to homos, I would check that box. Because I'm not just like, yeah, I'm going to make some homos mad. What's the point? Folks, I'm not into vanity, okay? My point is to preach to God's people. That's it. Sodomites getting offended by that is a natural byproduct. It's a necessary evil. But I'm certainly not going to just go out of my way to make sodomites mad. Amen. I do want to express myself about sodomites for normal people so that normal people can see, hey, not everybody accepts this garbage. Hey, some people realize this is sick. But going out and just confronting sodomites, provoking sodomites, going to raise hell at the sodomite parade, it makes no sense, my friend. Grow up and think about these things, because it's really just vain and doesn't accomplish anything, and you know, they could just turn and rend you. Okay, so that's a very destructive sin. Abortion is bringing down the wrath of God on America, but you know what? I think Sodom and Gomorrah happened to bring down the wrath of God as well, and I didn't really see any indication of abortion there. You know, God got pretty angry at Judah and the Canaanites for abortion when they sacrificed their sons and daughters into Molech. But, you know, he also rained fire and brimstone on the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. So those things both bring down the wrath of God. And I think that Sodomites probably bring down the wrath of God more, because they do more damage, because they actually send people to hell, as opposed to abortion, which is wicked. It's murder, but it doesn't. And, you know, at least the people who have had abortions don't necessarily hate God, and many of them will get saved. Many of them will be in heaven, because God can forgive all sins, including murder. Well, can he forgive the homos? Yes, he can, but they have to believe on Jesus first, and since they don't even want to retain God in their knowledge, and since they hate Jesus, it's going to be pretty hard for them to believe in Jesus when they hate him and don't even want to remember that he exists, according to the Word of God in Romans chapter 1. So anyway, that was kind of a little commercial break for the month of June. But back to Ecclesiastes here.